Is there something special about today? Oh no. This is the day that every husband and child better not forget. Doesn't matter if you forget Christmas, you better not forget this day. Especially husbands. Get into big trouble if you forget today. Well, since it is Mother's Day, for this week we're going to consider what the New Testament has to say, as well as a few things from the Old Testament as well, about honoring parents. And of course, we'll put a special focus on mothers since it is Mother's Day. And I know, as we get started with this, that some of you are going to say, well, my parents have already passed on. What's this got to do with me? But as we go through this, I want us to remember that we can honor people even after they've passed from this life. They don't have to be sitting right next to us for us to honor them. In fact, you know, many times many of the military holidays, Memorial Day, Veterans Day even, we remember not just those who are still alive who have served their country, but we remember those who have passed on or even those who gave their lives in sacrifice for their country. And so the same is true with our parents. So don't feel like, well, this doesn't apply to me, but I sure wish my kids would respect me and honor me. Well, that's part of it too. We certainly want to teach the younger generations as well, and it may be that you may have some influence on someone else who perhaps hasn't honored their parents as they should. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 1 through 4 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." God thought it was a very important thing for parents to be honored. And not just individual parents, but the entire position of parenthood, whether it was father or mother. In fact, we notice that as Jesus has talked, as Paul is talking about this and teaching this, he says of this commandment, honor your father and mother, we recognize that he's referring back to the Ten Commandments, and this was the fifth of those Ten Commandments. And it's interesting because you can imagine the situation with the children of Israel as Moses brings the Ten Commandments to them. And he says, you know, the first one is, you know, God first. No other gods before God. And they said, is there some sort of promise that goes along with that? Is God going to bless us in some way for keeping that? No, you just better do it or else. And so then he goes through the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one. Remember the Sabbath day. And then, is there some sort of promise? Is there some sort of blessing? No, you just better do it or else. You'll die if you don't. And then he gets to that fifth one. Honor your father and your mother. And by this time, I'm sure they quit asking if they get any blessings with it. You know, they've given up. I know, it's not actually the way that it played out, okay? But you can imagine people wondering, well, you know, is there some blessing I'll get? Is there some benefit? But with this one, when he said, honor your father and mother, he said, there's a promise that goes along with that. If you'll do it, and he wasn't talking even about an individual person. I know many people who maybe honored their father or mother but died when they were still quite young. But as a nation, he tells those people, if you honor that position of father and mother in your society as a whole, even, if you'll honor that, then it will go well with you and you will dwell long in the land the Lord your God has given you. See, he wasn't talking about an individual getting to have a long life because they obeyed their parents and honored them. He was talking about the children of Israel, if they would honor their parents as a society, then their nation would get to remain in the promised land for a longer period of time. And they didn't do a real good job of it. And so they got removed from that promised land. They dwelt there for a good while, I suppose you could say. A few hundred years. But then they were removed from that land. And one of the factors involved in them being removed from the land as a nation was the fact that they did not continue to honor father and mother. See that in our society today too. The position of motherhood, and especially even the position of fatherhood, is not honored. It's not considered an honorable thing. When a woman considers, I want to have some children. I want to be a mother. Well, you go, you'll give up your chance for your great career. You'll give up your chance to do this and do that. And it's an honorable position. And yet, so many times in our society, it's looked down on. Our parents teach us so much. This, I don't guess you can really call it a poem, but it's a little humorous ditty, I guess. What my parents taught me. My parents taught me logic. If you fall off that swing and break your neck, don't come running to me. My parents taught me medicine. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze that way. My parents taught me to think ahead. If you don't pass your spelling test, you'll never get a good job. My mother taught me ESP. Put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you're cold? My parents taught me to meet a challenge. What were you thinking? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't talk back to me. My parents taught me humor. When the lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. My parents taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. My mother taught me about genetics. You're just like your father. My parents taught me about my roots. Do you think you were born in a barn? My parents taught me about the wisdom of age. When you get to be my age, then you'll understand. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. And of course, my parents taught me about justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you, and you'll see what it's like. You know, sometimes parents do some things that are kind of ridiculous. And all of us who have ever been parents have done that. And all of us who ever had parents have seen that. And we can laugh about some of those things and still honor that position. The word honor means to esteem or value as precious. To show respect, reverence, kindness, courtesy, and obedience. Honor is a pretty big word, isn't it? Now, obviously, there are limits to it. Sometimes people go too far with this idea, especially the idea of obedience, and they get confused about kindness. And sometimes there are parents who are struggling with a lot of problems in their own personal lives, and people are confused and don't realize that I don't have to cater to every whim that person has in order to honor them. Sometimes there are parents who are alcoholics, involved with drug addiction or other problems, and it makes it difficult for those children to honor those parents. They feel like they're being bad children if they don't help them in the way those people want to be helped. And yet, many times what they want isn't really helping, and it's not really good for them, and it's not really honoring at all. And so we have to stand firm. And just as the apostle said, we must obey God rather than men, there comes a point where we understand we must obey God rather even than parents. That's a difficult position for sometimes, for people to get to sometimes. And you know, it's interesting here, when he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, he doesn't say children under 18. He doesn't say children who are still living at home. He just says children. He doesn't put an age on it. We're to honor our fathers and mothers even after we've moved out. Even after we have a family of our own. Even after we're grown. We still are to honor them. Tragically today, far too often, children are so disrespectful and dishonoring and disobedient to their parents. Did you know that disobedience to parents is one of the things that's listed in Romans chapter 1 when Paul is talking about the ungodly and unrighteous people who are heading down the path to destruction? Disobedience to parents is right there with idolaters and murderers and adulterers and the homosexuality, and disobedience to parents is right there in the middle of it. And yet we laugh at the little sitcom where the little kid smarts off to the parents and treats them with disrespect. And we think that's funny. God doesn't think that's funny. We laugh at the husband or wife who, in front of their children, mistreats their spouse and shows the child how to disrespect their parents. And we laugh about that and think that's funny. All the jokes. God doesn't think that's funny. He put parents in the home for a reason. And He expects that position to be respected and honored just as much as elders in the church, just as much as governing authorities, just as much as Christ as the head of the church should be honored by us. Parents are to be honored by their children. We honor our parents with obedience. Notice Ephesians 6:1 said, children, obey your parents. Obey your parents. That's one of the ways that we honor. And certainly, to some degree, the obedience certainly is much more when we're living in the home. But that obedience to the principles and the teachings that they taught us, when they taught us how to be good adults, we still carry on with that. Even after they're gone. I'm sure some of you, who maybe your parents have been gone for many years, but sometimes you can still hear their voice, can't you? In your head. You can hear the things they used to say. I know my own father talks about his mother and father who have passed on, and how he still remembers the things that they would say to him. He still tries to live up to their expectations of him. Even though my grandparents were not Christians, but they still tried to teach him what was right. Now certainly, if parents are teaching children to disobey God, they must obey God. But the idea here of obeying the parents in the Lord, he says. See, as long as the parents are teaching you the same things that the Lord is teaching you, obey them. Follow that. Colossians 3:20 also tells children to obey their parents. Proverbs 30 and verse 17 says, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles would eat it. Now I know Proverbs is you know, it's proverbial. It's not necessarily literal, right? Because I know you and I, we've all seen young people who despise their parents, and no ravens came flying down and pecked their eyes out. But boy, wouldn't it be something if it started happening for real? You think that'd make a change in the way people treat their parents? if they were disrespectful and a blackbird came and pecked their eye out, crow came down here. Yeah, I bet they had changed folks real quick. After that happened a few hundred times, you know, word would get around. And people would change their behavior, wouldn't they? We need to honor our parents with respect. Proverbs 20 and verse 20 says, "Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness." Not just a little shadowy, but deep darkness. Leviticus 19:32 said, "You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man, and fear your God, for I am the Lord." Our parents are older than us. They've lived longer. They know things that we don't know. Now, sometimes children know things that parents don't know. It's okay for parents to learn something even from their children. But life experience has happened a lot more to somebody that's 60 or 70 or 80 than it has to someone who's 20 or 30 or 40. And so they know a lot. And we can go to that source of wisdom and learn. We need to honor the presence of those who are older than us. You know, we need to understand, and I know we're talking about a child honoring his own parents, but it doesn't have to just be your biological parents. There are other mothers and fathers out there. And maybe your mother and father didn't even do a very good job teaching you. Maybe you looked up to someone else who did a good job training their children and raising their children, teaching their children. Maybe you looked to them and said, that's the kind of parent I want to be. You're still honoring that position of motherhood and fatherhood. Even though, and in our world today, that's becoming so much more important because there are many children. There are many children, sadly, who don't even know who their mother and father are. Certainly not their father, and in many cases, even their mother. They don't know them. Maybe they're living with grandparents. Maybe they're living with aunt or uncle, or you know, maybe they're just living with the neighbors down the street and never see mom or dad, even know who dad is. And it's sad. It's tragic that that's the case in our society. But we've still got to help them find the models to emulate, or else that cycle is going to be repeated generation after generation. And it just continues to get worse if we don't teach the position of father and mother as a position not only of authority, but one of respect and honor. Leviticus 19:3 says, "Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God." You realize that, you know, God thought the Sabbath day was a pretty important thing back in the Old Testament. There was a man who went out and picked up sticks on the Sabbath day. They said, "Well, what shall we do?" Picked up sticks. I mean, he just picked up some sticks. God said, "Stone him to death." And right there with how important it was to keep the Sabbath, revere father and mother. It's right there. In the same section, the same verse, the same sentence, he puts those two together. So if he thought it was important about the Sabbath day so much that he stoned somebody that disobeyed it, what about the mother and father? Now, in the New Testament, the Sabbath day isn't brought forward, but the honoring of father and mother is. That one is brought forward into the New Testament. That's taught right there in Ephesians 6. Deuteronomy 27 and verse 16 also he says, "Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt, and the people shall say, Amen." And we don't follow that in our society today, but we better follow it in the Lord's church. We better honor our father and mother in the church. If there's one place in the world where things should be done the way God wants them to be done, that's supposed to be in the church, isn't it? And so we better do those things that God has taught us about honoring our parents in the church and honoring the position of mother and father. You know, we also honor our parents with appreciation and care. Now certainly, the obedience, the respect and honor of that type that can be given even after parents are gone. But certainly the appreciation and care is much harder to do after they're gone. That's one that you know, give the flowers while they're living, as the old poem says. Don't wait and wish that you had done more to care for and appreciate your parents when they were alive. I know those of you who've lost your parents and you miss them so dearly, if you could say one thing to those younger ones who still have their parents alive, I'm sure that would be one thing you would tell them. Don't wait. Honor them now. Care for them now. Appreciate them now while you've got them. Don't wait till it's too late. 1 Timothy 5, verses 4 and 8 says, "But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Now, obviously, God is not telling us to support wicked habits of people just because they're widows. Not telling the children, "Well, you know, if your mother's a heroin addict, you've got to go buy her heroin for her." Well, no. That's not what God's talking about. But take care of them. In fact, he says if someone doesn't take care of his own, doesn't provide for them, that person's worse than an unbeliever. That's pretty serious. God thinks it's very important that we take care of our parents. Mark 7, verses 9 through 13, Jesus had a little bit of a beef with the Pharisees. And the problem he had with them here was that they rejected God's commandment because of their own tradition. And they'd keep their tradition and violate God's commandment. Moses said, he tells them, "Honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or his mother, 'Whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban,' that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. You make the word of God of no effect through your tradition that you've handed down." And there are many things like this you do. Think about what he's talking about. Now, Corban was an interesting type of gift. Because most of the sacrifices and offerings, that you know, they took it to the temple, they gave it, and the priests took it, and it was gone, and that was it. But the Corban, they had this special arrangement that they had come up with, where they could devote something to God, and they could devote it for a certain period of time, or they could devote it for the whole life, their whole life. But they could devote something to God and yet keep using it for themselves. But they couldn't give it to anybody else then. And so, if we try to understand this in today's language, imagine if I took my car. Maybe I had a nice new car. And I devote that car to God. And it's going to be, this car I'm only going to use to drive to worship. That's all. I'm going to use my car just for God, for His service. So maybe if somebody's in the hospital, I'll go visit them in the hospital. I'll drive my new car. If, you know, if I'm going to church, I'll drive my new car. But then my parents say, "Hey, you know, we need to go to the grocery store and get some groceries." "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that with my new car because it's devoted to God." Sounds a little backwards, doesn't it? Sounds a little hypocritical, doesn't it? And yet that's exactly what the Pharisees were doing. Now, they didn't have cars. But they might have done that with some money. They might say, "Well, you know, this money is set aside and devoted to God for the next 20 years. And so, 15 years later, their parents die, and 20 years later, they get their money back. Well, it's not, you know, the time's over, and it's not devoted to God anymore. I do whatever I want to with it now. But I couldn't help my parents with it while they were alive." And Jesus said, That's foolishness. Because part of the commandment of God, part of devoting something to God, is doing the things He says to do with it. And one of the things He says to do with it is take care of your parents. honor them, provide for them in their old age. And they weren't doing that. And you know, it was much, much more significant at that time than it is in our society. You know, they didn't have Social Security. They didn't have retirement plans, even. They didn't have Medicare, and they certainly didn't have Medicaid to pay for medical expenses. They didn't have food stamps, you know. So back, you know, there was no other alternative. If the parents had not saved up some money for themselves, they had to depend on their children to take care of them. There wasn't any government program that was going to step in and take care of them. There wasn't any forced retirement plan like Social Security that we have. You know, there was nothing like that. And if somebody, you know, they raised this big family and they spent all their time and all their money and all their resources up raising this family, and then they got too old to work and realized, you know, in that society, work was work. They didn't sit at a desk. You know, they didn't, you know, just ride in a car or drive a truck or something like that. It was physical manual labor, and at some point your body gets where it just can't do that anymore. And so these folks, they'd get up where they were broken down. Their body had done all it could do. And those children needed to be taken care of them, and they weren't. And you know, they didn't have nursing homes. You know, they didn't have assisted living apartments. You know, they didn't. You know, we look at these sometimes when we're reading the Bible. We look at it from our viewpoint in our society today, and we forget. They didn't have the benefits that we have today. Now, what we have to understand though is, having those benefits today does not alleviate us from our responsibility to our parents. Just because mom and dad have Social Security, just because, you know, maybe they have Medicare that helps with the medical expense of growing older. Yeah, maybe they have those things. That doesn't alleviate us as children of our responsibility to them. We can't just say, well, yeah, they're off in the nursing home. They'll be all right. They're taking care of them over there. We still have a responsibility to our parents. Now, I understand. Look. I see my parents, you know, they're still in good health, working, living on their own. I see my parents maybe once a month. I go visit them. I like to visit them. But, you know, if at some point they do get to the point where they are in a nursing home, am I suddenly going to think, okay, now I have to go see them every day? Well, no. Now, I might go check on them more often, especially if they were closer by, you know, if they got moved over here to a nursing home. If they were right there, yeah, you'd go check. But sometimes people think, well, now that, you know, I have to go every day, or I'm not honoring my parents. Well, you didn't go see them every day when they were healthier. It's not, God doesn't put specific requirements like that on us. That, well, you've got to do this many times or else you're not. He just says you honor them. You respect them. You care for them. You appreciate them. You make sure that they're being taken care of and that things are okay with them. That's the responsibility. You can do that. Maybe you can do that visiting once a week. Maybe you can do that visiting once a month. Depends on their needs. And it also depends on your capability as well and what you can do too. As we conclude and think about these things, in the Old Testament, in Exodus 20 and verse 12, it says, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. He was talking to the whole nation, not just to an individual person. In Ephesians 6, 2 and 3, he repeats that as well. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. I have a feeling that one of the primary things that will cause the destruction of this world, we know it's going to be destroyed. God's going to burn it all up. And I have a feeling that one of the primary causes of that will be that the world as a whole gets to the point that they don't honor their parents. They violated God's command. Now that won't be the only one. That won't be the only command they violated. We see already many things that they're violating God's command. But God's serious about this one. And you know, one of the reasons He's serious about it is He calls Himself our Father. And He expects respect and honor because of that position. He expects us to appreciate Him, to obey Him. God makes two promises to those people who will honor parents. It may be well with you. And you may live long on the earth. Now, it's not a guarantee. Well, I lived 120 years because I honored my parents, and you died at 50 because you didn't. No, it's not a guarantee. And again, He's not talking about just one individual example of this. But as a whole, you notice that people who are obedient and respectful generally tend to make it out of their teenage and young adult years better than people who are disrespectful and disobedient. We do live longer if we do that. Parents teach you things and tell you things that will help you live longer. They tell you, stay away from drugs and alcohol. Don't get caught up in these things. You know, don't be promiscuous sexually because there's diseases out. You know, they warn you about things that will harm you and make your life shorter. And so if we respect that and honor that and obey that, we'll live a longer life. But it'll go well with us with God, too. Because God loves for us to honor our parents. Maybe you haven't been doing that. Why not? Figure out what the problem is and change it and start honoring those parents. If you have a need to respond for that reason or for any other reason, you may need to ask the prayers of the church or come to God confessing any sin in your life. Please do so as we stand.